In the clean room of the NASA's Goddard Space Center outside Washington, engineers are building the new infrared space telescope, named after NASA's second director, James Webb. They hope that when deployed in 2014, it will help them look many billions of light years into the past. Deputy Senior Project Scientist for the James Webb Space Telescope, Jonathan Gardner, says its 6.5 meter or 21 feet wide mirror will be able to detect extremely faint infrared signals because it will be kept at a very cold temperature, close to the absolute zero. A large radiator screen, the size of a tennis court, will shield it from the warmth of the sun and earth. But how will the scientists be able to look into the past? Jonathan Gardner explains.
We can see back in time because light takes time to get from there to here. So as we look further and further away, it takes longer and longer for the light to get from where it's emitted to here, and we can actually see backwards in time. And if we look far enough away, we're actually looking back to when the universe was much younger than it is today. When the light was emitted from these galaxies we're looking at, the universe was younger, and we're looking back most of the way to the Big Bang.
Gardner says scientists want to know when the first galaxies were formed. What did they look like? What were their features? How were the stars born? Many are also hoping to find things we don't yet even know exist. The telescope will be equipped with 3 infrared cameras, more sensitive than ever before. But its most interesting parts are the special gold-coated mirrors that form the big primary mirror.
The primary mirror is made up of 18 hexagonal segments, as you can see on the model. Each of these segments is supported by actuators which can move. So during the lifetime of the mission, when it's in orbit, we can send the commands to move these mirrors, and that way we can constantly keep them in alignment, in a common focus.
Jonathan Gardner says the new telescope will be available to scientists around the world whose projects will be chosen according to their scientific value.
We will ask for proposals from astronomers. Any astronomer at any university in any country can write a proposal for what they want to do with the telescope. The committee, probably about 100 astronomers, will consider these proposals, and they will read all of the proposals and choose the very best science that will be done that year.
Gardner says the process makes sure that the telescope is doing the best science it can, answering the most important, relevant, current questions. The new telescope is scheduled to be launched in 2014 and is expected to function around 10 years. The life expectancy is limited by the quantity of fuel in booster jets used for periodical adjustment of the telescope's position in space. The telescope will be stationed 1.5 million kilometers, or 932,000 miles from Earth, so astronauts will not be able to visit and replenish its fuel. For VOA News, I'm George Putich.